Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 19th. You'll be interested to know. 162 years ago, today, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered a brief but powerful Gettysburg Address honoring fallen soldiers and redefining the cause of the war at a dedication for a national cemetery. The speech crystallized the nation's commitment to liberty and equal rights, setting a moral standard that elevated the conflict into a test of democratic ideals for generations to come. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 1+ foot waves. Conditions stay consistent through the morning, but by noon, they shift to fair as the wind comes on shore at 5 miles per hour. In the afternoon, expect choppy conditions with winds increasing to 12 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 6 feet at 7:45 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers clean conditions with waves at 1 to 2 feet, ideal for beginners. Friday sees similar size, with fair conditions early before a slight increase in wind. Saturday holds steady at 2 feet, but experiences choppy conditions by afternoon, making it less favorable compared to the previous days. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 46 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:47, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:32. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 60 and a light west-northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 49 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be cloudy with rain showers likely after 10 a.m., highs near 56, and an east-southeast breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour with a quarter to a half inch possible. Showers continue Thursday night with lows around 51 and only a chance of spotty rain Friday before drying and turning mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with highs near 63 and nights near 52. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Long Beach has launched a new employment and job training program for fire survivors. This initiative aims to provide paid career opportunities and financial assistance to individuals seeking a fresh start in Long Beach. Initially, 10 people will receive up to 300 hours of paid work experience with local employers. Additionally, 5 participants will be awarded training scholarships of up to $7,500 in high-demand fields, such as healthcare and information technology. The program is funded by a $130,000 federal act known as the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. Long Beach's Economic Development and Opportunity Office is also seeking local employers to provide on-the-job training for applicants. Now on to sports. Oklahoma moved up to 8th in the college football playoff rankings, while Notre Dame remained 9th, giving the Fighting Irish a decent chance to control their postseason path. Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M held the top three spots for the third consecutive week. Alabama dropped to 10th after losing to Oklahoma. The rankings now feature five Southeastern Conference teams in the top 10, potentially paving their way to the playoffs. Miami, currently ranked 13th, faces a challenging path to the conference championship. Exciting rivalry games this Thanksgiving weekend could drastically impact playoff positions. The chances of favorites winning these matchups sit at just 15%. In local sports, LeBron James returned, but it was still the Luka Doncic show as the Lakers defeated the Utah Jazz 140-125. Behind 37 points and 10 assists from Doncic, the Lakers erased a double-digit deficit in this victory. James made his season debut after missing the first 14 games, finishing with 11 points and 12 assists. Austin Reaves contributed 26 points, while DeAndre Ayton had 20 points and 14 rebounds. The Lakers went 28 of 36 at the free throw line, outpacing the Jazz's 10 of 11. Doncic and Reaves combined for 63 points and 11 assists, signaling promise for the team's future. In top news, new research indicates that the shingles vaccine may help prevent dementia by lowering the risk of reactivation of the varicella-zoster virus. One of the largest studies on this link found that individuals with multiple shingles episodes had a higher dementia risk for several years post-second outbreak. The findings, published in the journal Nature Medicine, emphasize the importance of shingles vaccination for brain health. Researchers analyzed over 100 million medical records from 2007 to 2023. Those vaccinated showed a 27 to 33% lower dementia risk over 3 years. This study suggests a greater understanding of the virus's role in neurodegeneration could improve dementia treatments. In business news, Alphabet stock has risen amid excitement over the artificial intelligence boom, but its chief executive officer sees elements of irrationality in AI investment. Sundar Pichai launched Alphabet's Gemini 3 on Tuesday, calling it state-of-the-art in reasoning. He emphasized that Gemini 3 better understands context and intent behind requests, enhancing user experience. In midday trading, Alphabet stock was up 0.5% at $286. Pichai warned that no company is going to be immune if an AI bubble bursts. Concerns about overinvestment in AI are growing, with a majority of investors indicating companies are overinvesting. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to $95,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $3,200. And XRP is up 5% to $2.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. U.S. Bank has discontinued its robo-advisor automated investor, effective October 28th. This decision is part of a broader trend, as companies like UBS and JPMorgan Chase have also reevaluated their digital advice strategies. A representative from U.S. Bank cited evolving market conditions and customer preferences for this move. Accounts were transitioned to self-directed investing, or the Wealth Connect service, which offers personalized guidance from financial advisors. While some robo-advisors have thrived, others struggle, facing high customer acquisition costs and low profit margins. Wealthfront recently filed to go public, boasting over 1.3 million funded clients. Entertainment news. Netflix has acquired Johnny Rosenthal's comedy spec, Aunt Roxy, for Ryan Reynolds' Maximum Effort and Amy Williams to produce. In Aunt Roxy, a carefree writer agrees to watch her uptight sister's gifted children for a week, navigating teenage romance and her own messy love life. Rosenthal is known for writing Bad Santa 2, which grossed over $100 million worldwide. Reynolds' Maximum Effort recently boarded an Amazon MGM remake of the 1974 action comedy, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Williams' produced credits include Rally Caps and Mothers and Daughters, featuring several notable actors. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author, David McCullough. And he said, "History is a guide to navigation in perilous times." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.